Having seen Ed Balls on the news on Friday, I just thought I should say how lucky we are in this country, how really very privileged we are to have a politician as brave as Ed Balls. Brave Ed Balls. Despite the fact in the Shoesmith affair, the courts have decided what he did was illegal. He said he would do the same again. And he's so brave. Brave Ed Balls, standing alone against the combined might of the judiciary and the social services, with no one him, you know, no one standing shoulder to shoulder with him, no one supporting him except the Sun, the Mail, the Express, the Times, the Telegraph, Sky News, the collected reporters of News International, and the amassed outraged faces of Middle England. No one. Brave Ed Balls. And he said he would do the same again. He'd do the same thing again, knowing it's illegal. Knowing that it's unlawful. He is willing to break the law for a principle. That principle being that if there is a complex situation in which the tabloids are very interested, which has a convenient scapegoat, it is your duty to use that scapegoat. Brave. Brave Ed Balls. That takes courage. That sort of thing takes guts. I think we can all see why it's called Ed Balls now. Yeah, it's because he looks like a scrotum.